Good evening, everyone. Radio.Dominican.edu, courtside at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayab, your DU broadcasters, for tonight's first match at home of the 2013 campaign. Piab, it is nice to see you, my friend. Haven't seen you since last year. And it's good to be back courtside here as the Penguins have just come off a big road trip into the islands, where they actually had a pretty good run of things. So we're just a few seconds away from the overhead announcement concluding and the national anthem and so on and so forth. And we'll see if we can get that national anthem for you now. Hooray! And we are ready for the national anthem, fans. For those of you at home, please rise. BYU Hawaii is in the house at Dominican University, and with our very brief pregame, here is my partner, Patrick Kayabia.
Well, thank you, Stu. Like you said, they had a successful trip in the road trip to Hawaii, having 2-1, having wins over Hilo and Chaminade. They lost to Hawaii Pacific, but one of the stars on that trip, Sarah Nelson, averaging 10 points a game with 8.2 rebounds, and she's fourth in the PacWest with blocks with 3.8. And also, Dominican is going to have someone coming to make their debut, Salonika Kwan Owens. She makes her first appearance in the season here at the Conlin Center. And she made her first appearance of the season in Hawaii. And she's going to be ready for her home opener. And who we're playing today is BYU Hawaii. It's one of the teams Dominican men's and women's didn't face in the road trip. The Seasiders are led by Bridget Tatupu-Leopolda. She has 22 points per game. And Shayla Washington, who has 20.6 per game. And not to mention, BYU Hawaii is tough on the road. However, they did lose. They did lose to Holy Names and Academy of Art, but they beat our rivals, Notre Dame de Namur. So that's the info on BYU Hawaii.
Currently BYU 1-3 in the PacWest standings, while the Penguins are 3-2 for the best start since the Penguins moved up to Division II. For BYU, under head coach Hiram Aquina, sending out number 11, Brianna Jessup, a 6-foot sophomore, at forward. Shayla Washington, also a forward, to the 5'9" senior out of Phoenix. Bridget Tatupu-Leopoldo, the 5'8" sophomore out of Honolulu, will be starting at guard. Brooke Beckstead, a 5'9" freshman out of Preston, Idaho. And Mary Afu-Amongo from San Bruno, the 6-foot senior in the middle for the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers in her sixth season. She's assisted by Cornell Littlejohn, Curtis Aikens, both in their first season. And, of course, the team manager is Tiffany Spriggs. Is alongside in her third season. Stephanie Carnes going to get the start tonight, the 5'1 senior out of Fremont. Carnes at guard, a fan favorite. Melissa Boscarino, one of the big breakout freshmen this year at 5'6". Boscarino is out of Valencia. Number 24, Kimmy Nakamura, the three-point specialist, a 5'6" senior out of Sacto. And she'll be the other guard, Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2" sophomore out of Oak Hills. Went to Serrano High School, and in the middle, Sarah Nelson, the 6'4" sophomore sensation out of Clayton. Carnes, Boscarino, Nakamura, Hyatt, and Nelson. I think that's a good starting five for the Penguins tonight, Piab.
No, I believe so. Look, Boscarino, you're going to look at her stat sheet, you're wondering, why is she starting? She's an energy player for this team, Stu.
Yeah, she's been good off the bench, you're absolutely right. But we'll get to see. This is the first time we've seen Boscarino get to start.
Yes.
This campaign. Now, did she start on the road? Perhaps. First home start for Boscarino, the freshman. Just her second semester here at Dominican, and she's already had a big impact. Boscarino has the hair up in the bun. The Penguins attacking the southern hoop. The tip out goes the way of BYU. We are underway, fans. 19:53, and Stephanie Carnes falls on the ball after BYU brings it across the timeline. Very quickly on the tip out, Tatupu-Leopoldo fell on it. Piab and Carnes, with a heads up move, dove on it, and the Penguins get it 13 seconds actually into the game, and the DUs get it on the possession arrow. Kimmy outside on the left. She drives baseline and is stuffed to death by Jessup. Gets a hand on it cleanly. They throw it up to Tupo Leopoldo. Heaves it up the court and now whistles. BYU ball right in front of the Penguin bench. And the foul is called against. No foul on the board.
This is going to be an interesting matchup because I remember last season both coaches got heated with the calls the officials were making. So here's a start, a whistle already.
Well, they called the foul on 25. There is no 25. Up and under. Oh, and the Penguins steal it away. Hyatt with a masterful steal out of the hands of Leopoldo. She falls down again. That's two plays, and Tatupa Leopoldo has fallen both plays. The Penguins work it to the other end and laying it in with grace. The D's Hyatt for a 2-0 lead. 19-11. The Penguins now on defense as Tatupu Leopoldo brings it up. Almost stolen away by Hyatt, who sticks an arm in there. Now they throw it away again. Shayla Washington butterfingers it away, but gets it back. 18-58, fans, just a two-point advantage for the Penguins. A no-look kick out to Afu Ha'amongo, and she walks with it. 18-52 to go. 2-0 Penguins, and Boscarino will bring it in on the long side for the DUs.
Hyatt had a smirk on her face there, Stu. She's like, no, don't call that foul on me because she traveled.
So inbounds from Boscarino to Stephanie Carnes, who brings it up. Kick over to the right side to Kimmy. But right now, the BYU's got very heavy feet. Boscarino's got it top of the key. She works it to the left to Carnes with 18 and a half to go. Carnes steps back between the circles, drifts right. Heaves it over to Boscarino in the corner. 9 on the shot clock. She drives it in baseline, throws it back out, steps out of bounds. 18-28 to go, and it's going to go back to the BYU's.
Stu, you mentioned their feet are heavy. I mean, traveling's always tough. You've seen it for those NFL playoffs. Seattle Seahawks came in heavy against the Atlanta Falcons for the NFL fans out there.
They lost by two with the heavy feet. You're right, 18-27 to go. BYU trails by two with 18-23 to go in the first. A PacWest doubleheader tonight. High dribbling is Leopoldo, but she doesn't get called for it. She gets it down low to Jessup. Now back outside, three ball on the way by Washington. Yes. Washington from the top of the key drains it. 18:06 to go. Still not up on the board. No, it was a long two ball. Two apiece with 18 exactly. Nakamura right wing. Too far out. Bounce pass to Hyatt. Quickly off the elbow. No. Nelson tried to turn around and back in the way of the baseball pass goes Nakamura. 17:49 over to Carnes. The Penguins steal it back. They get it to Nelson down low. Turning around in stride, Sarah Nelson.
What a feed by Carnes. And Nelson using her wingspan right there. Amazing.
That was an ill-advised pass into heavy traffic. You're right, but the Penguins had it. Maybe coming off that successful road trip, they feel very confident because that was a confident pass. 17-25. Of course, BYU, the one team in Hawaii the Penguins did not face while on the road trip. Right side three ball. Leopoldo goes deep. Boscarino down with it. 17-14 to go. To Carnes across the timeline. Right side. Kimmy thinks three. DU's up 4-2. Now they throw into the backcourt. Carnes retrieves it for a backcourt violation. It's going to go back to BYU after a poor pass from Nakamura. 17:03 to go, and the Penguins trail by two. Beckstead will have it right in front of the broadcasting area, the 5'9 freshman out of Preston, Idaho.
You hear Coach Littlejohn in the sideline. He wants Kimmy Nakamura. If she's open for a little bit, just shoot the ball. She's a great three-point shooter.
Yvonne Sanchez has entered the game for the first time tonight. 17:03. Beckstead will bring it in. They get it in. They have 5 seconds into the backcourt. Clock rolls. 17 exactly now. Stutter step by Hietle Bacalso, the 5'3" freshman out of Lahaina. Of course, on the island of Maui. She comes and takes over the control of the point. Sanchez with some masterful defense against Beckstead. Goes three ball top of the key. No. Boscarino with a rebound, hands it off to Carnes. Left side, Boscarino, the great head fake, goes, drives baseline, hits the side of the backboard. Rebound by Jessup. Now they pass out, no look. Beckstead, three ball, deep again. Tipped out by Hyatt, but into the hands of the awaiting Leopoldo. She goes three ball, top of the key, no. At least the Penguins' Piab are forcing the issues and forcing the BYUs to shoot from way outside. Now the DU's back on defense as they miss another opportunity at a rebound. Another three ball from the right side, this time by Shayla Washington, the 5'9 senior out of Phoenix, and she's short with it. 16-04, three balls, Piab, and none of them were close.
Stu, the Penguins are dodging bullets here because BYU Hawaii, these are shooters here. Tatapu Leopolda, Shayla Washington, they are missing open threes.
Yamauchi has entered the game along with the Penguins. Solonika K1 Owens, a 5'8 junior out of Fairfield. Went to Armio High School. Great marching band over there at Armio. 16:01 to go. Penguins now on defense, off to our left. K1 Owens tries to heave it down low to Nelson. It's tipped out. Off of the end line by Shayla Washington. Washington gets a lot of arms in there. 15:52. And this must be a media timeout, I suspect. And with that, Piab will stay right here. 15:52 to go, 4-2. And Piab, so far the Penguins look, well, they look lighter on their feet than the Seasiders from BYU Hawaii.
Well, Stu, the problem is here, BYU Hawaii, they are very good off the ball. They know what to do. And what I mean off the ball is movement and moving without the ball. They have shooters. Tatupu Leopold, Shiloh Washington, Dana Lynn Hooper. These girls know how to score. But the problem is the Penguins' defense is what's the problem here because they know how to pressure BYU Hawaii. They have the energy players, Boscarino.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying there's a problem? Because I think you're right. They're pushing them outside the circle. I mean, if you make them fire threes all night, that would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
No, that's the problem for BYU Hawaii. These are the energy players that the Penguins have on their front court.
Okay.
Boscarino, Carnes, they know what to do. The problem is you leave them open, you're asking these shooters to shoot from the outside, and you don't want that. But if they're dodging bullets like this, get the long rebounds, and that's something the Penguins are not doing right now. They're not getting the rebounds.
Sanchez, Hyatt, Nelson, Yamauchi, and K1 Owens on the floor for the DUs. Here we go. Penguins on the short end. 15:52 to go. A 4-2 advantage for the home team from courtside at Dominican University of California. Quick referee's timeout. They're just going to check the shot clock. Reset it at 21. And here we go. Inbounds, Yamauchi gets it to Hyatt. Hyatt is fouled on her way up. It went into the hands of Nelson Piab and then went through but was waved off. Hyatt will go to the line. The second foul committed by the Seasiders tonight. Penguins, no fouls so far.
Still, I mentioned the defensive problems they're having and the good thing on offense, they're giving it to the big man. They're giving it to Hyatt. They're giving it to Nelson. Good things right there.
And Piab, as you know, as Hyatt cans the first one and entering the game is Dana Lynn Hooper, the 5'4 freshman. For the BYUs. As you know, my favorite matchup is when Coach Chambers puts in Hyatt and Nelson at the same time, and that's what they have right here as the Penguins' Jasmine Cox gets ready to come in for the first time tonight. 15:45 to go as both of the free throws are knocked down by the veteran Hyatt. 15:37 now, and the Penguins on defense. Into the hands of Hooper. She goes top of the key, three ball on the way, and this one drains. And Piab, you talked about the Penguins dodging bullets. Well, they didn't dodge that one. Sanchez has it on the fast break. Up from Yamauchi back to the midline. 15-19. Now Nelson. Now Hyatt. Now too much glass air ball. Hyatt had no pressure. Just heaved it over the bucket from close range. Hooper's got it at the other end after the DU's two could not get the rebound. Offensive foul committed by Hooper against Sanchez. And the Penguins are going to get it. That's the third foul committed by the BYUs. Penguins still with an over. 15:07 to go. 6-5 the DUs.
Sanchez doing something to boost her confidence there. She was scoreless in her last game against Chaminade, and she only had 5 points in total in the road trip. So she's building confidence by taking that charge.
New game. Yamauchi brings it up after it's brought inbounds by Owens. K1 Owens. So Salonika K1 Owens, first year Penguin. She's got great hand, great ball control, though. Nelson goes right side. Sanchez, low bounce pass. Tipped out of bounds by Washington. 11 Penguin ball. 11 seconds on the shot clock when play resumes. 14:48 in the first half. And now they make it 15 on the shot clock as it ran off a few. Once the ball left the area of play, inbounds to Nelson. Nelson in and out. Back down after Kaywan Owens got the rebound. The Penguins somehow get it after two shots on goal. Now she drives it in right side. Three shots. Penguins can't get it. Kaywan Owens again gets a rebound. Four shots. Outside Sanchez with the buckler deep. Now finally, Washington comes down with it. 6-5. The Penguins pee up four shots from close range. And bringing it up behind the back is Bacalso. And from the top of the key, a long deuce by Beckstead. 7-6 now for the first time tonight. The Penguins trail. Yamauchi brings it up to Sanchez right side. 7-6 as Nelson has it on the right elbow. Kaywan Owens drives in left side softly. Kaywan head fake, juke, dribbles. Can't get it to go after a great move, not even close.
You're looking at Kaywan Owens early. This is her debut. She's got nerves, but she's attacking the rim, and that's something not a lot of Penguin guards do.
But she does have some great moves. The only one that's lacking right now is the one getting it through the basket. 13:47 as the Penguins are on defense now as Washington, top of the key. She drives left side. Nelson sticks a couple arms in there, at least two. And the foul is committed then by Kaywan Owens, and that will send Washington to the line for the first time tonight. Three fouls committed by the Seasiders, just one now by the Penguins, and Washington, her first chance at the stripe. It's a 7-6 ball game on the way. Washington rattles it home 8-6 as the D's trail.
Stu, there was no reason to foul at all. Shyla Washington, 5'9", was going against Sarah Nelson, 6'4". And Owens she's bailed her out.
Yamauchi will take a seat, as will Sanchez. Carnes is back in there. And for the first time tonight, Noelle Roldan, who's got her right forearm taped up from wrist to elbow. And the free throw is good, so the Penguins trail by three now, 13:37 to go. Carnes. Roldan, who's really a great power player off the bench. They get it to Kaywan Owens, looking for Hyatt down low and threw it away. And BYU will get it back now with 13:30 to go in the first. Penguins now on defense. Hietle Picasso brings it up, the point guard. Shot on goal from the right, left side. No good. The DU's back on it. Here is Roldan. Fires it in to the awaiting Jasmine Cox, who's entered the game. Cox, a 5'10 junior out of Upland. Went to Eisenhower High School. Is fouled on her way to the bucket. So she'll get two. That's the fourth by the BYUs.
I like what the Penguins are doing, just giving it to their big men inside.
First one is good, and that's the first point scored by the Penguins in the past 3 minutes of play. They got off to a decent start, but then really cooled off as taking a break now is Shayla Washington.
We're down by three, let's go.
Beckstead on the left side. Sydney Whitworth, a 5'9" freshman out of Wiley, Texas. Isn't that your hometown, Piab? Wiley, Texas?
Yeah, great steak over there. T-bone steak.
Second one is good. So now it's a 9-8 ball game with 13:13 to go. Live NC2A basketball from the Conlin Center. BYU brings it up. Bacalso goes up against Carnes. And a foul committed by Bacalso on the run across the timeline. The D's will get it. First on Bacalso, but the fifth with 13:09 to go.
Stu, Stephanie Carnes on defense is a pest. She's going to bother you every time. She just got bothered.
That's a good point. Mike Wells used to say the smaller players are the ones that are really pesky when it comes to bringing the ball up and handling things. Now the Penguins almost throw it away. Getting the ball back is Kaywan Owens after she heaved it away but somehow got it back. Second shot on goal is missed. That's six in a row, Piop, from pretty close range. And now she steals it away. That was a magnificent steal intended for Leopoldo. She brings it up herself. Now she's going to slow things down and give it to Roldan at the top of the key. And that's a good move. Unselfish. Steals it away. Doesn't get too excited. Gets it down low. Hyatt tips it around. Out of bounds off of the leg of Leopoldo.
Leopoldo, no. She was falling out of bounds, hit it off of the leg of Hyatt. So it's going to be BYU ball, 12:32 to go.
You're talking about unselfishness. Owens was, once she stole that ball, her eyes were right up court, looking for a teammate open.
Afuha Amongo brings it in. They get it over to Bacalso. And it hits the back of Roldan's outstretched arm and breaks up the play. And that's Noel Roldan for you. Good old DJ Swag making a difference. She gets it to the free throw line, turning around. Julia Brew, who's usually spot on air ball. Brew throws it away into the hands of the awaiting Bacalso. Diving in is Carnes, and she picks up the team's second foul, the first on Carnes. 12:09 to go, fans. Penguins trail by 1-9-8. BYU brings it in the backcourt. BYU outscoring the Penguins by only one at this point. The Dews, oh, brother, all alone, wide open under the bucket, is Brooke Beckstead, the 5'9 freshman. After all the Dews collapsed into the corner and left the soft side right under the bucket, Beckstead cans it easily. Brew right side. Check it, that's not Brew. From the right wing, though, is Jesse Marshall, a 5'6 freshman. She goes short with it. Now they get it down low. On the other end, Whitworth goes three ball deep for the BYUs, but the rebound is pulled down now by Leopoldo. She turns it into two, and very quickly the Penguins trail 14-8. 11:28 to go. And a Dominican timeout. So we will be back in 30 seconds. You are listening to NC2A Basketball from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. /11:24 to go, fans. 14-8. Penguins trail as they turn it around from the right elbow. Julia Brew gets this one to fall. And the Penguins really needed that just to keep things going. They transition very quickly to the other end. Jessup drives in, takes it up herself. No. Hyatt gets in the way and takes the rebound. And now the pass is stolen by Leopoldo. 11:01, 14:10. And now it looks like a media timeout. So we'll stay right here. And so far, Piaba, it looks like the Penguins are passing more crisply, and yet they are trailing. And at one point, it was by six.
I like it. So far, the baskets are going to fall later on during the game because they're playing defense. And that's something the Penguins didn't have last year, the year before. This year, they're playing defense. And they have shooters. They brought in Owens. And how about the new one? How about the new player here, Julia Brew, 21 points against Chaminade. Scoreless in her last game, but 21 points. And she made an early free throw shot for mid-range, cost for 2 points. Just keep giving her the ball. It's going to get her hot. And Nakamura, if she gets going. I mean, the Penguins have some scorers here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Nakamura, brilliant three-point shooter. And of course, Julia Brew, who before we went to the break and the Penguins went on the road to Hawaii, Brew was playing beautifully, hitting, it seemed like everything mid-range, you just get it to Brew with 11:01 to go, 14:10. Penguins still trail. Now, the Penguins did lead out of the gate. At one point, it was 7-4, but BYU's really found their number at this point. Now, with Roldan in there, who's already had one brilliant steal, Roldan, and you look at Kaywan Owens, who's also had a nice steal, and this is her first night on the court, at least that we've seen her. And here we go. 11:01. Roldan will bring it in. She gets it to Danielle Yamauchi. Goes down low to Hyatt, who muffed it away. Hyatt had it for a second. Got her own rebound off. Now too much glass. And now the rebound is pulling down by Brianna Jessup. Whistles all over the place. And Jessup forces it. It's going to be against Hyatt, I believe.
I'm surprised there was no foul called. She was getting pounded down there in the trenches.
Actually, there was a foul called, and it was on Hyatt.
It was on her.
So Hyatt gets yanked, and Nelson's in. So while I like it when Nelson and Hyatt are on the floor at the same time, they're going to platoon at this point as we approach the end of the first quarter. A great assist down low by Brooke Beckstead with a low bounce pass to Brianna Jessup from the right side, 16-10 as she converts. Noel Roldan goes baseline, intended for Nelson, thrown away. Into the backcourt and bringing it up is Bacalso. Bacalso goes top of the key. Now they turn it around to Leopoldo. She goes two balls deep with it. Whistles as one of the BYU stepped out off the end line. And that was Jessup with 10:22 to go. 6-point ball game, Penguins trail. Roldan out. Bruce still in there. Danielle Yamauchi is in there. Kimi Nakamura is in there. And Jesse Marshall, again, has made her way onto the floor, the 5'6 freshman. Right side, Nakamura three ball, missed it, gets her own rebound after it bounced way away. She drives it over to the left side. Brew on the way, three ball from the corner. Check it, Marshall. And there's a new Marshall in town, Piob. And Marshall just canned the three from the corner and brought the Penguins very close. Now in quick transition to the other end. Diaz steal it away, Nakamura left side. She brings it up into the corner. Three ball on the way to tie it deep. Rebound by Jessup, BYU to the other side. Shayla Washington's re-entered the game, lays it in from the left, and Washington, very athletic with the scissor legs, puts the BYU's back up by 5, 9:40 to go, 18-13. Penguins throw it around the outside of the circle. Kimmy to the top. Right side, thinking three, doesn't want to do it. Brew, three ball left side, a little bit left, but Nelson comes with the rebound. Back to Brew on the way from the free throw line, missed it right. Nakamura comes down with a re-ball. Check it, that's Yamauchi. Down by five, the DUs. Inside of 9 minutes, in fact, 9:10 to go. Left side. Now over to Nelson at the baseline. Back to Brew. Brew cooks one up, but too much glass. Hits the deck hard. BYU brings it up. Leopoldo's got it on the right. She drives in, right side, 360 spinner against Danielle Yamauchi and pours it in. Piab inside at nine. 8:50 to go, 20-13. The DUs trail by seven. That's the most tonight. Marshall on the way, three ball. This time she missed it from the left corner. A little bit deep, 8:44. Leopoldo to the other end. Very quickly to Whitworth. Three ball, right side Whitworth. And it's a 10-point game as Sydney Whitworth, a 5'9 freshman out of Wiley, Texas, knocks one down, a Wiley three ball out of Whitworth. 8:39 to go. DU's call time. We're back in 30. Radio.Dominican.edu. 8:39 to go, fans. Penguins trail by 10, Piob. That's the most it's been tonight. And the Penguins are going to want to calm that down right away. Sanchez has re-entered the game. Danielle Yamauchi throws it away off the end line. Can you imagine this, Piob? The offense of the Penguins. They're not getting anything to fall, and they're just chucking the ball all over the court. 23-13. I mean, you never see that kind of stuff out of Yamauchi. He's immediately yanked after that terrible pass, and Carnes comes into the game in her place.
And you don't want to see that right after a timeout, just turning it over like that.
Washington will bring it up for BYU. High dribbling. Carnes right in her face. Off the right side of the glass. Washington's fouled. Foul is committed by Kaywan Owens. Kewan Owens, 8:23 to go. Penguins down by 10, and Washington will have a chance to make it 11. Or 12, as the case may be. First one's good by Washington.
What's killing the Penguins defensively now is transition defense. They're always going to have someone beating them.
Yeah, agreed. So far, you're right. They're going to have to catch up to it. Washington cans both. It's a 12-point game. 8:20 to go. Penguins just seem out of sorts all of a sudden, whereas in the first opening minutes tonight, it seemed like the BYU's had the heavy feet. Sanchez drives in, backs out. Kewan Owens now gets it down low to Hyatt all over the place. Hyatt too much again. Hyatt's overshooting the bucket. Had a couple of air balls from down low, and this one was nearly that. Was not close to going in. It goes out of bounds off of Leopoldo. Penguins will get it back on the short side. 25-13. No, they correct it, and they give it back to BYU.
It seems to me Hyatt is really excited about scoring. Once she gets the ball in the paint, she's excited, and the ball is just too hot for her. She can't handle it.
So far, you're right. She's usually very sure-handed, but tonight she seems like she's getting pumped. Leopoldo goes to the right side, then no look over to Afu Ha'amanga. She had a clean look, but up against Hyatt, she decided against it. They kick it back out to Beckstead, three ball, no. Washington with a rebound. Spins 360 off the glass, nothing. Back down Afuha Amongo. Loose ball, Kiwan Owens. She brings it up very quickly. She wants to take it the distance. Last second, left side, fouled. Owens will go to the line, 25-13, 7:37 to go. No. They're going to give it back to BYU again. And it looks like Kiwan Owens may have stepped off the end line, 25-13. And the Penguins all of a sudden with four fouls, while the BYUs have five. It started off 3-0, but now it's 5-4, 7:37 to go. Piab, Penguins are going the wrong direction here all of a sudden.
It's looking ugly because, like I said, transition defense is what's killing them, and they just can't find a bucket. I mean, they have the right idea by giving it to the big man in the key, but when the big man is covered and they push it out to the open man for three or a mid-range J, they just cannot connect. They're getting offensive rebounds. That's the funny part. However, they just cannot connect on offense, and they're getting killed in the fast break.
Stephanie Carnes averaging 4.2 points, but she's so much more than that. She's so much more important than that. When you look at Sarah Nelson, as you mentioned in the pregame, she's getting, it doesn't have her average numbers here for Nelson. And I wonder why that is.
Nelson averages 10 a game.
So. There you go. In Hawaii, she averaged 10.
And check out the offensive rebound stats. Penguins have 8, and BYU Hawaii Seasiders have 6. So they're killing them on the offensive glass.
7:37 to go, fans. 25-13. Horn and Kayabyab from the Conlin Center. We're back underway as Washington brings it in, and the Penguins have 4 in the backcourt, believe it or not. That's full court heat. Oh, and now it's muffed across the end line. Leopoldo had it. I thought she stepped back across, but no whistle. Leopoldo's got it on the right wing to Washington. Now down low, stolen away right into the hands of Sarah Nelson. 7:21 to go. Great steal there by Nelson. Very nice awareness. Right side, Sanchez head fake. Thinking three, no. Backs out on the wing. Carnes to Nelson on the free throw line. Oh, she had a clean shot. Didn't do it. Kiwan Owens drives in softly. Yes. Kiwan Owens hammers it home with a drifter. And now in the backcourt, the Penguins steal it away. 3 in the backcourt. Carnes heaves it up and gets fouled by Leopoldo.
So can these two energy play just give the Penguins a way to just fight back in this game?
Backcourt pressure has proven very effective for the DUs here in the first half. They've just started the big-time pressure, and they've gotten opportunities off of both. The first one with a steal and a make by Kiwan Owens, and now Carnes on the line. On the way. Yes. 6:54 to go. Bacalso is back in there, and Washington also re-enters. In between shots, this free throw is missed a mile right. 6:53, Washington with a rebound. Kiwan Owens gets it. She taps it back off. Carnes, Kiwan, Hyatt, glass, good! 25-18. Penguins have 5 unanswered. Foul committed by Carnes now. 6:40 to go as the BYUs tried to work to the other side very quickly. That's the 5th on the Penguins. Committed against Bacalso. 6 for the BYUs, 5 for the DUs. 6:36 to go. Penguin bench insisting on defense. Washington long range, no. Very short. Sanchez with a rebound. Carnes brings it up. 6:22 as the clock rolls. Steph, left side. Nelson. Kiwan on the way. Owens in and out. Nelson's right there. The finger roll and the put back. Yes. 25-20, and the Penguins again with the backcourt pressure after the make. And the out-of-bounds comes off the fingers of Kiwan Owens, the 5'8 junior out of Fairfield. Well, I'm loving her game so far,
Pia. I am.
25-20 with 6:04 to go. Went out-of-bounds off of Kiwan Owens, but the Penguins, therefore the Penguins are on defense. Washington's got it against Owens. She drives in scissor legs. Oh, brother. Whistles all over the place. And Owens again gets rung up. Boscarino gets ready to re-enter. 5:53. 25-20.
And the free throw as Boscarino comes in place of Owens.
Look, Stu, this is why I like Kaywan Owens. I'm not sure it's the same for you, but her offensive game is amazing.
Yeah, she's got great agility, great ball control, good hops, tremendous energy. BYU throwing it all over the place. And dangerously so, I might add. Sanchez with some big-time defense against Beckstead drives in on the baseline. A long three ball is a little bit short off of Bacalso. No. The Penguins on defense as Natalie Lanehart, a 5'11 freshman out of Las Vegas, comes in, gets the rebound, heaves it back off, tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of the DUs. Beckstead will bring it in. Now Beckstead is being yanked as Dana Lynn Hooper re-enters. The 5'4 junior Hooper brings it in, and it's tipped out of bounds off of Nelson. Nelson falls down against Jessup, and it goes out off of Nelson. So BYU will have it again on the sideline right in front of the Penguin bench. Hooper to bring it in. She does get it in to Bacalso. They drive it down low. Washington with an up and under, but way too much. No look. Left side from Yamauchi to Sanchez. Too much. Hyatt. Back up with it, yes. Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2" sophomore, knocks it down, and a travel is called against Bacalso, 25-22 Piob. The Penguins are down by 10 a minute ago. Now it's 3, 5:06 to go. Both teams with 6 fouls.
This press killing the Seasiders here.
You're right, the backcourt pressure is making all the difference right now. So Nelson, down low to Hyatt, throws it away. Hyatt couldn't handle it.
They had the right idea, though.
5 minutes exactly, fans. The Penguins trail by 3. Penguins will be all 5 in the backcourt now. That's full court pressure. Boscarino steals it away, but now it's stolen back away by BYU. They bring it up, very quick transition. Over to Hooper on the way. No, Hooper has it go out of bounds off of her fingertips. Boscarino ran in there, went out off of her knee. 4:54 to go. So the BYUs will have it on the short side. Ooh, I love this full court pressure. First they started with 4, then they went to 3, now it's 5. Inside of 5 minutes, fans. Inbounds to Hooper, the 5'4 junior. Hooper goes top of the key, stolen away now by Danielle Yamauchi. Over to Sanchez, right side, on the way. Good for the layup! 25-24, and the DUs keep 5 in the backcourt. BYU not adjusting to the backcourt pressure. This time they work it up in quick transition. Lanehart, too much window. Couldn't make the easiest layup of her career. 4.5 to go. That's a lot of pressure when you're all alone. Here go the Penguins on offense with a chance to get ahead for the first time in 100 years. Washington steals it away instead as the Penguins were thinking big. She takes it herself up and in between everybody. She had to get in between Sanchez and Boscarino. She did. It's a three-point game. 27-24, 4:08 to go. Danielle, top of the key. Slowly to Boscarino, right side. To Nelson, line drive. Boom, baby! 27-26, Diaz within 1 inside of 4 minutes. Great shot by Sarah Nelson.
Hey, I mean, she shoots the free throws at 78%.
All right, she was right on the free throw line. Backcourt pressure forces BYU to call a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. The Penguins down by 1. Radio.dominican.edu.
Barbara Streisand.
And don't forget, folks, Penguin men are coming up immediately following this one. 27-26. Boy, what a game so far. Back and forth. Penguins came out. BYU came out shabby, I should say. It's not that the Penguin women were all that sharp. They went way ahead. Then BYU went up by 10. Now the DUs are creeping back. Three ball, left wing. Uh-oh. Leopoldo cans it from 22. 30-26. to Tupu Leopoldo with 3:33 to go. Cans the big one. Penguins trail by four as Melissa Boscarino. Juke, stutter step. Owens, overhead intended for Nakamura, thrown away by Boscarino. 3:21 to go. Immediate timeout. And you're listening to NC2A Basketball. Penguin style from courtside. Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab, UDU broadcasters. 30-26, 3:21. We're back in 30, radio.dominican.edu. .321 to go. Penguins trail by four here. Still in the first half. It's going to be BYU ball when they come out of their huddle. And there's the buzzer indicating the end of the timeout is officially upon us. Welcoming in back on the TV broadcast with CMCM. Always nice to be back with Channel 30, the Dominican Night. Every Sunday. At least that's what it was last season. I gotta assume it's gonna be the same this year. It's such a huge success. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans, and the Penguins are on defense as Beckstead has it stolen away by Nelson. It's 2-on-2. Nelson with the no-look. Alley-oop from Yamauchi, and it's batted away into the hands of Patrick Kayabyab, but he's not in play. So Kayabyab has the ball. Good move there, Piab.
I was thinking about shooting it from here, but, you know.
You don't want to show up. Yeah,
no, don't want to embarrass anyone.
No time to showboat from the sidelines. We don't get the ball very often, but that was a good move. I saw you palm it.
Yeah.
No problem. 30-26 inside of 3 minutes. The DUs are on offense as Sanchez almost muffed it away but got it back. Great hand control. That Sanchez is really something. First-year Penguin. Boscarino now with a head fake. She's being guarded by Whitworth. Down low, Hyatt. Hyatt, 180 spinner. Rebound is tipped into the hands of Jasmine Cox, who has it hack-a-shacked over the top by somebody. No, they don't call it a foul. It just goes out of bounds off of the BYUs. Inbounds now. Cox has it, top of the key. Head fake. Sanchez, high dribble, stuffed away by Jessup. No check it by Whitworth. Now, Whitworth is called for the foul, the 5'9 freshman. Boy, she looks a lot taller than 5'9, I'll tell you. The way she reaches up. No, it's Jessup, the 6-footer. That's why. There's a big difference between 5'9 and 6 feet, especially in this league. Washington to the other end after the 7th team foul committed by the Penguins gives Washington an opportunity. Now, she's batting 1,000 from the line tonight as Washington with 2:27 to go. Washington 4-for-4 so far on the way. Oh, brother. 5-for-5, and that was El Perfecto.
She just looks so relaxed from the line.
Yeah, Washington is one of those players. She's got all the moves, both sides of the ball. 6 in a row for her now, and that's some fine shooting out of Shayla Washington. 32-26 inside of 2.5 now, fans. 2.5 to go in the first half of tonight's action. Yamauchi's got it. Penguins get it down low to Hyatt. Great move. Hyatt was able to pinch it between her right wrist and her right shoulder to put the Penguins within 4. Stolen into the backcourt. Full court pressure. Jessup has it ripped away by Sanchez. A little too aggressive. Coming up on 2 minutes as we move to the other end of the floor. And going to the line will be Brianna Jessup, the 6-foot sophomore. Jessup went to Mountain Crest High School. Piab. They were in your league, right?
Yeah.
Mountain Crest. You traveled to Mountain Crest, I believe, a few times, as I recall.
From
in
Texas.
Your high school career?
From Texas, yes.
Mountain Crest, Utah.
Yeah, but we had
Oh, you were from Texas. Yeah, of course.
We had
Wiley,
to travel.
Texas.
Yeah, yeah, we had to travel.
Yeah, the travel team went up there to Utah, of course. 2:07 is the first one's good. 33-28. And the second one is very deep, taken down by Hyatt with an aggressive move. She got past Washington. The Penguins coming up on 2 minutes. They're down by 5. Oh, brother. To the other end very nicely, but Yamauchi walked with it, Piab, and everybody in the place saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it with, even with my glasses on.
You must use those for close range.
I do.
Even with your glasses on, you saw it.
That's a real travel. Now they get it back down low to Jessup, who is able to convert very quickly after brilliant transition work. That's the weakness in the full court pressure, and BYU has managed to exploit it for the last couple of plays. They built the lead back up to 7, 35-28, a poor bounce pass from Yamauchi. The stolen ball goes into the hands of Dana Lynn Hooper, who takes it the distance herself and lays it in. It's now 37-28 with a buck and a half to go. Roldan has re-entered the game. Down low to Hyatt, who muffs it away. Yamauchi resets. She backs out with 19 on the shot. 1:22 to go. Brew goes top of the key. Check it, Marshall. Marshall's ready in the corner, but they, instead they go low to Hyatt, who's fouled. Down low, Pia, by Beckstead. Yeah. 1:13 to go. Hyatt will go to the line. 37-28.
Stu, they had all the work to cut it to 2. Now they're down by 9.
They got it to 1 a minute ago. So quickly the game can turn. First one is good. It's now 37-29 with 1:13 to go. Hyatt toes the line. Pulls up the hem of her shorts and drains the second one. It's so important right now against a team is shooting as well as BYU to make every little thing. 37-30 with 1:10 to go. Now they work it back down low to Beckstead. Again quickly to Jessup, and that Beckstead to Jessup down low is a tough combo with 1 minute to go. 39-30, the DU's trail here at home as Boscarino gets ready to re-enter. Three ball, Marshall deep, tipped out loose ball. Jessup dives on it, and falling on top, Marshall. It's going to be Seasiders' ball, it looks like, with 50 seconds to go. Roldan to the bench as Boscarino re-enters. Don't forget, fans, halftime extravaganza with my trusty sidekick, Patrick Kayabyab, and he'll have some play-by-play in the second half. Of course, the guys are scheduled to tip off immediately following this one. Boscarino, no look, outside, taken away, all alone in transition to Hooper, up and good, and that's rough. As the clock continues to roll here in the final minute with 34 seconds to go. Yamauchi brings it up. Penguins are down by 11. That's the greatest margin tonight. Yamauchi now goes right, goes left, nowhere to go. Boscarino drives in. Kick out. Marshall on the way. Three ball short. 20 seconds to go. Penguins get the rebound. Hyatt from the free throw line deep. Washington with the rebound, 14 seconds. Kick out, they bring it up very quickly over to Picasso. They go right side now, BYU three ball, no. The missed three ball by Hooper, 5 seconds, bringing it up, 4-3, Penguins in transition. Boscarino didn't need to brush it, Hyatt with the finger roll, no. Too much time, the Penguins could not get anything to go. Score at halftime, 41-30, Piop.
No, this is a one thing that Coach Chambers did not want to do, and that's trail by double digits. For the half, they had so much stuff going for them with so much transition defense and a lot of full court press. They had a lot of things going for them. The only thing they couldn't do is hit the outside shots and find the trailer in that transition defense. That's the one that's bothering the Penguins right now.
Well, I would agree with that. The DUs, they are having great moments. I'll give them that. But every time they get something going, like when they started to convert to work that backcourt pressure, after a couple of series, the BYUs were able to jump on it and make that quick transition, make the Penguins pay by employing the quick transition. So, Piab and I will be back in 14 minutes, 41:30, NC2A basketball on radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back with about 2 minutes to go before we tip off the second half. Here with the halftime extravaganza is my trusty sidekick, Patrick Kayabyab.
We're here at halftime, score 41-30, BYU Seasiders. The Penguins find themselves in a foot race. Penguins playing full court defense, and it's a gamble here, Sue. It's either a forced turnover or points on the other end, because the Penguins are trying to do something that Coach Chambers just pulled out of her pocket, because BYU was killing them in the half court. So they decided, hey, let's put some full court pressure, and it helped. They cut the lead down to 1, but now they find themselves down 11 to start the second half. And let's see if the Penguins can find some energy from Julia Brew or from Kimi Nakamura hitting that outside shots. And I found an energy player that me and Stuart Horn really like, and that's Kaywon Owens. We like her.
Yeah. There's a couple of Penguin ladies tonight that are holding this whole thing together. Otherwise, the D's would be in real trouble. And, you know, Hyatt, for as much airtime as she's getting knocked around down there quite a bit by Beckstead, even though Hyatt towers over her. Beckstead plays her down low. She plays kind of a sneaky form of defense, and I got to respect it out of Beckstead, because if you're able to make a mark against Hyatt, you're doing something right. Here we go with the second half, 41-30. The Penguins are back out on the floor, and with the play-by-play is Piob.
41-30 here at halftime. Here at the start of the second half, the Penguins are ready to go, and they're trying to slow down this sneaky BYU Hawaii team. The Seasiders traveling, just got here 2 days ago, and they're hoping to have an upset with Kaywon Owens making her home debut. But here we go. BYU Hawaii inbounds the ball. They're going to give it to Washington. Finds her way off Boscarino, and she's going to call an and one. And what a start for BYU Hawaii.
9 seconds into it. Bucket counts. Oh. Yeah, it counted. Wait a minute. Did they wave it off, Pia?
They counted it.
No, they didn't. 41-30. And they count it. You're right. Okay. Took a second.
Well, Boscarino played her well, except Sarah Nelson just reached in for it. And that's the problem Nelson's having with that 6'4 wingspan. She likes to reach in, but missed free throw by Washington. And here comes Stephanie Carnes.
Good rebound by Hyatt.
Nakamura, Trey downtown. She nails that. 43-33.
It's kind of sparked the Penguins needed the entirety of the first half and never really got.
That's right. Nakamura missed 3 three-pointers in the first half. She's 1-for-1 in the second half. And here's BYU Hawaii. They're going to drive the lane. Afuhamango almost loses it. Boscarino saves it, but in the hands of Washington. Mid-range Jay Shayla Washington missed his rebound by BYU Hawaii. And that's a rebound by Jessup. She gets a trip to the line. I believe foul is on Lauren Hyatt. It's her third personal.
Penguins only had the 1-3 ball, and that was the first attempt by Jessie Marshall in the first half, and then she went on to miss 5 in a row. Check out 4 in a row.
Jessup misses her first attempt.
Sometimes when you're right out of the gate with a brilliant shot, you spend the rest of the half trying to catch back up to that great shot.
Look, Stu, this is a bad sign here because BYU Hawaii are already forced 2 fouls on the Penguins as Jessup misses 2 and the long rebound goes to Nakamura. Stephanie Carnes going to find Nakamura again. She thought about the 3. Carnes drives all day. Missed. And there's the rebound by Afuhamango. And here comes the BYU Seasiders in transition. Mid-range Jay missed by Beckstead. They're fighting for the ball here. Washington and Lauren Hyatt, and it's going to be Penguin ball. What people do not know about Washington, she averages 11 rebounds a game, and she's only listed at 5'9". Carnes going to cross half court. 18-45, and there's going to be a reach-in foul. Oh, no, they're going to call a jump ball, and reaching for it was Tatupu Leopoldo. So there's a turnover right away for the Penguins with 18:44 to go, 43-33.
She climbed right up the back of Sarah Nelson, and the BYUs get the ball back as a result of the possession arrow.
Nelson was more surprised than I was, as she should be. But there's a steal by the Penguins. 18:30 to go, and that's swatted out of the air by Washington. And it's going to remain Penguin possession with 25 on the shot clock.
And a week until classes resume, and pretty decent crowd tonight. We play again a week from tonight, the night before classes start.
A lot of off-campus residents are here watching the game as Carnes misses a floater. And Tatupu Leopoldo going to find Washington. Oh, she had an open layup, but she mishandled the ball. But she shakes and bakes Boscarino, and she gets called for the foul. And I believe that's going to be on the floor. They're not going to count the basket. And it's her first team, third team foul. So smart, because Washington had an open layup. 18-09, 43-33. BYU Hawaii gives it to Tatupu Leopoldo. She wants to drive on Carnes. 360 move, finds Washington. She's all alone, and yes, Washington lays it up and in, and this is the start that BYU Hawaii wanted all along. 45-33, 17:50 to go. Kimi Nakamura trapped in the right corner, and it's turned over. And here's Washington, come fly with me. She's got that layup up and in, 47-33.
The steal and the bucket, and Washington is unstoppable with that move. Oh, she's tough.
17-34. Nelson finds Nakamura. Corner mid-range J, and she's heating up. 47-35 with 17:23 to go in the game. Fatupu Leopoldo shaking and baking. She'll give it to Afua Amongo, and here comes Washington. She's heating up as well. And here's the shot by Bexstead. Misses, left iron. Tipped. And there's the rebound by Jessup. Long rebound. Has it to Tupu Leopoldo. She wants to run something. Wants the screen from Afua Amongo. She does. Finds it, and there's going to be a turnover. Looks for Washington in the corner, but it's going to be Penguin ball. Coming in is our favorite Owens. She's going to check in for Boscarino. Boscarino, she's an energy player here, and she's a pest on defense as well. As Carnes crosses half court with 16:53 to go. Penguins down 12. Here's a mid-range J by Sarah Nelson. That was way off. Long rebound to Washington.
She had a clean look. And when she's on her game, that's bread and butter for Nelson. But you're right, she was way off there.
A little out of her range there, too. That's past the free throw line with 15 seconds on the shot clock for the Seasiders. Bexstead will give it to Afua Amongo. Trapped in the corner. Hyatt stolen. Nakamura. 16:20 to go. Looks for the long bomb. Can't find it. That's a turnover.
Miscommunication. Carnes had a good one. She got a good pass off. But whoever the intended recipient one was not aware of it.
I believe it was Owens, but yeah, you're right. I don't know who the intended recipient is. That was a long bomb that was just thrown out away. Afua Amongo, a lot bigger than Carnes, and she's using her body. 16:06 to go, 20 on the shot clock. Alley-oop! Washington misses. And here comes Owens. She wants to find someone right away, and she's going to slow it down to Hyatt. Finds the big fella inside. Nelson misses. Offensive rebounds are going to the Penguins. And now there's going to be a foul. It's going to remain Penguin ball.
Well, Hyatt went up, missed it deep. Nelson got the rebound, went up with it, missed it short. And both of them were from very, very close range. 15:48. Immediate timeout, Piob. And you're listening to NC2A Basketball, Division II from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab in the second half, where the DU ladies, Piob, have not been looking that good. They started pretty strong. BYU adjusted, and so far they have not looked back.
A 47-35. Penguins down 12. Like I said, they're in a foot race. They're trying to stop them with full court press, but they can't. I mean, they're forcing some turnovers, but if it's not a turnover, it's 2 points at the other end. And what the Penguins are struggling with is trying to regroup that half-court defense, and I don't see that going well here in the second half.
Yeah, that's a good call. Just taking a look here at the stat sheet, you're looking at the Dominicans in the first half. Let's see here, shot. Piob, 27%. Versus BYU's 43.
Yeah.
That's the big difference so far. Just field work. A lot of defense. You're right. The Penguins there for a second with that backcourt pressure changed the whole game. BYU adjusted. Do you need to just find another seam?
But we're going to look at some positives here. The Penguins are shooting free throws at 87%. That's really good. And they're heating up with Kimi Nakamura making her last two baskets. And that's someone you need to get hot fast. So Karn's going to inbound the ball with 15:48 to go, and there's already going to be an offensive foul on Kaywon Owens. Just ran over Dana Lynn Hopper. I mean, I know the height advantage is there, and you could pick on Hopper all you want, but you just can't run her over like that. 15:48, 47:35. That's the score. Pressing are the Penguins. Almost caused a turnover. But Leopolda. is going to give it over to Hooper. She almost walked with it. Mid-range Jay's in, and she got that in the elbow. Penguin bench wanted to travel.
I thought she walked with it, too. And they called the bucket after. It was a great shot, but she followed the stutter step.
I thought she traveled here from Disneyland, but 50 to 35, 15-20 to go. They're trying to give it to Nelson in the inside, but it's going to be tipped away by Afuomango. Penguin ball.
Keyshawn Owens going to get yanked after that poor pass down low.
Yeah, Kaywon Owens going to check out. She is having a good day so far, but that's Sanchez.
Very impressive. Sanchez in her place.
And here's a turnover, and here's Dana Lynn Hooper making the move on Nakamura, and she's going to be pesty as well making that. 51-35.
Took it the distance and laid it in and just sat on the rim forever and decided to fall.
Biggest lead of the game here, folks. Penguins down 51-35. They give it to Nelson, and that's one way to stop and cut that lead. Give it to the big man, but like I said, a foot race, and Dana Lynn Hooper again looks at her bench and says, look, we're not tired no more. We're fine. 53-37, 14:44 to go.
And the Penguins, Nelson made that great shot, but by the time they got to even get it on the board, the transition had already been achieved by BYU.
Nakamura misses the mid-range J. Long rebound went to Cox, and she lays, and she makes a mid-range J from the free throw line. And Dana Lynn Hooper one more time. Is she wide open three times, folks?
That's three in a row in the past 2 minutes, and Hooper couldn't smile any bigger right now after Washington fed her beautifully. Hooper's layup from the right side is really hard to defend against, apparently.
Well, she's smiling. She's getting turkey day here on Thanksgiving if she wants. Yeah. Nakamura from the corner. Three ball misses, and Sanchez almost saves it, but she stepped out of bounds.
Good work by Sanchez after she threw it back. She did a stage dive into the Penguin bench, but like you said, she had a foot on the line.
14:01 to go, 55-39. But going to check in Yamauchi. They're going to try to get a change of pace here. Yamauchi knows how to handle the ball. Carnes is just there on defense, and she could heat up from three as well. Well, here comes Tatupu Leoponda. Gives it to Dana Lynn Hooper. She made the last three baskets for the BYU Hawaii Seasiders. Hooper, can't she make it four? She does. Are you kidding me?
Boy, is she hot from close range or the mid-range jumper.
Hooper is looking like a hooper right now.
Yeah, you're not kidding. She is a hooper.
13-37, 57-39.
Big time.
And looking for someone open. Is Nakamura finds Cox on the left elbow, mid-range J, off back iron, long tip, rebound Sanchez, off back iron, ball goes in and out, but fighting again, Jasmine Cox. 13-17 with 25 on the shot clock. Find Nelson, free throw, can't get that, and long rebound goes to Washington after the foul goes on Nelson. And I believe that's going to be Nelson's first foul. Team's fifth of the half. And going to check in now for the Seasiders is McKenna Borden, the sophomore from Pearl City, Hawaii. That's her first playing time of the night. And also checking in is going to be Tatupu Leoponda. And here we go. And it's Leopolda checking in. Washington in trouble. And they're going to call a 30-second timeout because that had almost been an 8-second violation, not crossing half court. We're going to have a 30-second timeout, 57-39 with 13:02 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu.
How you can be a part of the 75th celebration of March Madness and begin your travel on the road to Atlanta.
Well, 13:02 to go, 57-39. Finding the road to Atlanta are the 49ers, but the Penguins want to find a trip to Atlanta as well for the NCAA Division II tournament, and looking for a steal there was Yamauchi, couldn't get one, and that's going to be her first foul, team sixth. One more, they're going to be in the bonus. BYU Hawaii Seasiders will. 57-39, 12:52 to go. Washington, a little hop step, misses. It is going to be a rebound by Jasmine Cox. Yamauchi, crosses half court, finds Marshall. Yamauchi, Marshall again. They're playing a little catch here. Back to Yamauchi. 15 on the shot clock now. Now she's going to be dribbling, going to look for someone. Sanchez in the corner to Hyatt on the left block. Back to Sanchez. 7 seconds now. Long pass, Marshall. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Marshall long. And is the bank open? I believe so, because Marshall just banked that one in.
That one almost went off of the shot clock. Hooper again.
Can't get it. Long rebound to Washington. 57-42 after the three ball. And to Tupu Leopolda. How about that? A three ball to answer. 60-42. 12 minutes to go. Penguins down 18. And to Hyatt. What a pass. She just couldn't finish. Hyatt again. Misses. Cox can't find it. The rebounds are going the Penguins' way. A rebound again, Cox. Sanchez, three ball. No.
Five shots, Piop. Five of them.
This is what's killing the Penguins. And Danilyn Hooper can't get that three ball to go. 60-42. 11:33 to go. Sanchez going to run the point back to Yamauchi. She wants to drive, but with the height in there, can't find it. And they give it back to Hyatt. She makes that. She's like, look, if I can't make this, I'm in trouble. She nails that. 60-44 with 11:15 to go.
There would have been some sort of weird poetry had Hooper transitioned and made that after the Penguins missed five in a row. Now all of a sudden the DUs can't make anything. Hyatt luckily gets him off the schneid and cans the last one, but tough stuff.
And missing her first attempt was Natalie Lanehart, but she gets fouled by Lauren Hyatt. She has a trip to the line, and she has a chance to get her first points of the ball game. Team 7th, they are going to be in the bonus. That's the media, that's us, Stu. The Penguins found themselves again in trouble with 10:58
to go. They're not out of it. 60-44, that's plenty of time to catch up. And
the only way to do that is first turnovers and find a way to get some defensive rebounds and capitalize on those second chance points that they are getting in the inside.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. We're inside of 11 minutes. And Piob, if the Penguins are going to win this game, they better get it going, and I mean right now. BYU is not backing off. In fact, they're only getting tougher. Hooper's just gotten as hot as she could possibly be with four in a row, three from close range, and then the one long mid-range J. But it was about 18 and a half. It was, you know, it was no slouch shot. It was a deep right wing just inside the arc kind of buckler, and she made it look easy as she did the previous three layups.
It seems like BYU Hawaii, the Seasiders, are not jet lagged no more. They did have a slow start. They did have some heavy feet. But with Washington and Danilyn Hooper always getting open, it seems like it's going to be a tough night for the Penguins if they don't stop that.
30% shooting for the DUs against 50.
Now, who could stop that? 50%. That's tough.
That's tough.
With 10:58 to go.
The Seasiders improved from 43% in the first half to 50% overall, where the DUs improved slightly from 27 to 30.
And missing off back iron is Lanehart. Lanehart, the freshman, who's 5'11 out of Las Vegas. Lanehart second, makes it. So 61-44, Penguins down. 10:57 to go now as Yamauchi crosses half court. Yamauchi finds Boscarino. Back to Yamauchi. Yamauchi finds Nelson. What a pass. And Nelson's going to lay that up and in.
That was a beauty, wasn't it? Over the top, amid heavy traffic, found Nelson down low. That was vintage. And that was typical Penguin work right there.
That's the beauty of having someone who's 6'4 on your team. And there's going to be a blocking foul on Cox. And I believe there's going to be two free throws again for Lanehart.
Cox hit the deck really hard after Lanehart slammed into her. She was driving in the right side. Cox had not come set. And, boy, she had paid the price for it when Lanehart nailed her.
Lanehart 50% today. Nails that one. She's 75. 2 for 3. Lanehart again. Penguins now just have to find a way for transition defense to get back in this game, and Lanehart makes both. Checking in for the Seasiders now is going to be Bukowsko, the freshman, 5'3 guard out of Lahaina, Hawaii.
Lahaina.
Lahaina. I like it. Very traditional.
The home of Snorkel Bob's over there, Lahaina, Maui. On the way to Kapalua.
10:30 to go, 63-46. Nelson wide open again, and the Penguins doing the smart thing, giving it to their big man.
They need some big-time defense now, do the Penguins. They need to stop matching baskets with coming up on 10 minutes to go.
And they did find some good defense there, but making it up and in is Tatupo Leopoldo.
Can you imagine how athletic that was from Leopoldo?
It was like a floater.
Penguins now are on offense. Nakamura's got it. She's across the timeline, and now she backs up against Washington. She's going to reset. 9:55, Nelson. Left elbow, back over. To the point guard for the DUs, Yamauchi. She dumps it off to Boscarino, goes up, scissor legs, blocked out of bounds. Penguins will bring it in to Danielle, the veteran Yamauchi. Penguins down 65-48. Back in for BYU at this point is Afu Ha'amango in place of Bukowsko. Inbounds, Nelson has it blocked by Afu Ha'amango. And that'll put Sarah Nelson on the line. So it was quickly inbounds. Afu Ha'amango has a big smile on her face. I guess she didn't agree with the call, but Nelson, she hit right on the forearm on the way up. 65-48 here, Sarah. Perfect.
Surprisingly, a really big crowd here in the Conlin Center. You got the lacrosse team, softball team, volleyball team in the house. Taki Takoi, Dominican alum.
I saw Takoi was here, one of the great Penguin guards in history. Actually, one of the forwards, but whatever. 9:44 to go. She was a great shooter, let's put it that way, wherever they put her. Four-year Penguin was Takoi from New Zealand. Bio major. Nelson on the way, very deep. And the rebound is hauled in by Jessup. Penguins on defense now. Again, they need to stop matching baskets as we've reached the fourth quarter, fans. 65-49. Penguins trail. Now they throw it back down low and they work it nicely. Stolen away for an instant by Sanchez. Nelson gets wrapped up under the bucket with Jessup. Penguins are going to get it on the jump ball as Jessup couldn't pull it away from Nelson. 65-49. If the Penguins want to win this thing, and I know that they do, especially coming off of a successful road trip to the islands, they are going to have to get it together right now. No matching. They're going to have to really be aggressive here. And they've already picked up 8 fouls here in the second half.
And they need someone to get hot fast.
Yeah, that's right. Hooper did it for BYU and really allowed them to break away. Here's a turnaround jumper by Brew. Brew from the left elbow can't get it. The Penguins get the rebound. On the way, Sarah Nelson, horseshoe back at her. Rebound is taken by Lanehart, who will bring it up herself. She dribbles back and forth, dumps it off to Washington inside of 9 minutes. Now they get it over to Leopoldo. Back to Washington, the pass off to Leopoldo. She heaves it down low. Washington on the give and go with the alley-oop. Wow. In perfect position, and that play had to have been set up by Coach Aquina because it looked just too smooth. They tried the exact same play in the first half. It didn't work. This time, just like glass. Brew with a nice feed from Nelson outside the key. Brew fall into the paint from the right side. Good. 8:26, 7:51. Second half action here on Penguin Radio. Worldwide broadcast, also broadcasting on the Stretch Network. Down low, under the bucket, a perfect feed from Washington to Jessup. Good. Now the Penguins are on offense. Stutter step by Kiwan Owens. She takes it herself and is fouled. Owens going to put this thing on her own shoulders, I think, Piab. I don't know what else the Penguins can do. Nelson is the only player who's the least bit mildly warm right now, and she's not making much.
Julia Brew, who had 21 on Chaminade, she only has 4 points tonight.
Kiwan Owens on the way. Perfect. Hooper's back in there. It's what the Penguins didn't want to see at this point, taking the place of Sydney Whitworth. Hooper, only 5'4", has really had an impact on the game, especially the second half. Owens in and out. Washington with a scissor legs rebound, super athletic, 8 minutes exactly. 69-52. Not sure why they just put one extra up on the board for the Penguins. Wasn't even across the Penguins. It wasn't even on their side. They just threw one up there all of a sudden. Up and under, Washington, impossibly. And she gets it to fall anyway. I mean, if it's impossible, Piab, that suggests it can't be done. And yet Washington did it anyway.
Yeah.
And it was impossible. 7.5 on the way. Penguins have offense. Thought they were going to shoot it down low. Very softly, Sarah Nelson fouled.
You know, I believe that Shayla Washington is a D1 player, but what's causing her to not be in D1 is just her height. She's 5'9", but she's really good.
It could be the one thing, but she is really good, very athletic. She's got all the shots and certainly both sides of the ball. She's as good as they get in the conference. You're listening to NC2A basketball. Courtside, Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. 71-54 fans with 7:24 to go. Now, the guys are scheduled to tip off immediately following this game. And I'll tell you about our upcoming broadcast 1 week from tonight. Chaminade will be here.
Yeah.
5:30 women, 7:30 guys. 2 days later, Hawaii Pacific in the house, same, 5:30, 7:30. And then a six-day layoff until Fresno Pacific comes on the 29th. That's a 5:30, 7:30 doubleheader. Penguins then have a couple weeks off as they hit the road. They'll have road games at Point Loma, Cal Baptist, and Azusa Pacific. And then they come back home for games against Dixie and Grand Canyon. And Grand Canyon, you know, promises the return of Killian Larson, something we've waited literally 2 years
Yeah,
for.
Literally 2 years. And I believe that me and you, Stu, are really excited to see him. And not to mention one of his best friends, Casey Gibson.
Casey, I saw, was in the house tonight. And a shout out to Killian Larson, who plays for Grand Canyon, played his freshman year here for the Penguins, was the top scorer, I might add, before he transferred over to Grand Canyon, who are going D1.
Yeah.
They're currently being in the process of moving to D1. And also shout out to Killian, who just got engaged.
Yeah, just got engaged.
Congratulations to Killer. 71-54, 7:24 to go. Nelson on the line now at the end of the timeout. Four bounces on the way. Nelson, very short, almost an air ball. Came off of the face of Nikki Gleason, who's entered the game for the first time tonight for the mighty Dominicans. An air ball is heaved off of the hands of Beckstead, but a foul is committed by Sarah Nelson. Nelson's second. The team has committed 9. Nelson tried to block Beckstead, missed the ball completely, and got her hands in Beckstead's face on the line very deep. Missed the freebie. She'll go back to the line now. Still 71-54 with 7:16 to go. Beckstead on the way, and this one is perfect.
So I got a quick question here, and I know this has nothing to do with the game, but is it pizza night? Because
yeah, I see all the lacrosse guys have their own pie. Every guy, nobody's sharing. Everyone has their own.
We want a slice here, guys.
Yeah, anybody listening up there in the stands, you might hit up the broadcast booth.
Hey, you can listen to it on your smartphone, radio.dominican.edu.
7:08 to go. Here's Carnes as the Penguins have transitioned. They are on offense. 72-54, an 18-point game. Keywon Owens, long range, can't get it to fall. Penguins with a rebound after Cox comes from the pile. Now they pass it back in, Owens to Cox, and she gets it off the glass, good. 72-56, as Cox trips, trying to make her way across the insignia, hits the ground pretty hard, as Julia Brew helps her up, and Cox is okay.
Stu, this may be really early to say, but I believe that if Keywon Owens is going to be in shape, because this is her first game here at home, I believe she could take this team on her back.
Perhaps. She gets a good jumper off from close range. 9-footer. Keywon Owens gets it to fall. 6.5, 72-58. It was an athletic move, that's for sure. BYU brings it up. A lot of traffic. Hooper high-stepping. They get it off down low to Brookstead. Top of the key. Bacalso back and forth. Hooper. High jump, holds onto it, bruise all over. Washington, trouble. Jump ball called? No. Reaching in, Penguins. Penguins, that's going to give them 10 on number 10, and that's Brew. 10 on 10. Washington to the line, 72-58. And Washington tonight has been pretty tough. 6-for-7 on the free throws. 7-for-8 now. Re-entering the game for Hawaii is Leopoldo and Afu Ha'amanga in the backcourt. Washington, who canned the first one, now 7-for-8, fires again. Missed one, Piab, I don't believe it. 7-for-9. 6:10 to go in the second half. The Dews seemingly have no answers. Started strong. It's been all BYU, all Seasiders since then. A really fine play. Washington has the DU's foul again. And Brew just picked up another one as the pass to Brew was muffed away. And as she tried to get it back, she reached across and committed the foul. So Washington again. And if you want anybody on the line, you want Washington there.
Yeah.
5:53 to go, 73-58. Washington again. Oh, boy, is she tough. And that's an understatement. Washington's good from the line, and she's good from the field, and she's good from the arc. She's just good. 8-for-15 from the field. Better than 50%, and her free throw shooting is incredible.
8 out of 9.
Brew goes up 8-for, let's see, no, that's not right. She's 9-for-11 from the line. 5:44 to go, 75-58. And a foul now committed by BYU, and that'll send Brew to the line. So the game has slowed up considerably in the last couple of minutes. Brew rattles it home. Bacalso makes her way back to the side of the key. Brew on the way. Brew rattles it out. Washington with a finger on it. Taken down by Afu Ha'amango. And the BYU's walk with it as Bacalso gets a handle on it, but never really had it. There's Wofford entering the building, as you mentioned, not in uni. So Wofford may be hurt.
Yeah, I'll talk to him after this game, see what's going on.
5:37 to go. Penguins on offense. They get it over to the right side to Gleason. Now driving in is Carnes. Over to Brew. Three ball on the way. Short. Owens comes up with it. On the way, no. Owens a little bit short. BYU's going to bring it up very quickly to Hopper. Danilyn Hopper drives it in herself. And boy, at 5'4", you'd think she was 6'4".
Man.
Hopper's making everything she's looking at. 77-59. 5 minutes exactly. Three ball is what Brew tosses up. Oh, brother, Carnes hits the deck. Washington and Carnes both hit the deck hard. Carnes rolls over. Washington flies. Nelson gets ready to re-enter the game. She comes in place of Owens.
And that's why Carnes has knee pads. She is a feisty player. She tumbled after that collision.
5'7", Gleason brings it in right in front of the broadcasting area. We're inside of 5 minutes. Down low to Cox. And Cox is fouled on the way up. Boy, she was wide open. I'm surprised she was unable to get it to fall, though she gets to go to the line. And, of course, she was fouled, but still seemed like she was wide open. 77-59, 4:56 to go. Cox will go to the line. A deep knee bend and a little bit flat on the delivery. Comes right back at her. It's the first free throw she's missed tonight. Cox is now 2-for-3. And she missed them both. Can you imagine that? Clock rolls. 4:55. Here we go. Penguins on defense. Ooh. Brew hammers Hooper into the grandstand. And it's a foul committed by Brew as she really hammered Hopper out of here. So Hooper will go to the line now. 77-59. BYU has really had their way with the D's tonight as Hopper misses. The Penguins have not played well.
No.
They have not been sharp. They were never sharp. It's just the BYU's came out with a big thud, but boy, they got it together quickly. After the first 3 minutes of play, Seasiders look unstoppable. Washington, even Afuha Amango, who got the start tonight, or no, she didn't. Yes, she did, but she really came off the bench for the most part. Oh, Carnes gets hammered right in front from Bacalsa, who's also been great tonight. Bacalsa 5'3", matches up nicely against Carnes at 5'1".
What I'm impressed with is just the sportsmanship that BYU Hawaii is showing. There's two times Stephanie Carnes fell to the ground, and Dana Lynn Hooper has always been picking her up.
I saw Washington help her up, too, when they both rolled around a minute ago. So you're right. Good sportsmanship on the part of the Seasiders. Missed free throw ends up into the hands of Cox, who goes up left side. No. With 4:40 to go. Well, the game is really slowed down here. Just painfully slow as Cox has got it. Penguins on offense. Kimmy, three ball on the way. Missed it left. That's not like Nakamura to miss it that far off. Washington brings it up. They get it over to Leopoldo. Back to the top of the key. In between the circles, Bacalso. Whistles, Seasiders, timeout. With 4:25 to go. Piab and I are back. A 19-point game. The DU's got to get it together.
.422 to go, 78-59, and laying it up and in is going to be Tatupo Leopoldo. Penguins down 80-59, and Steph Carnes going to cross half court with Shayla Washington guarding him. Nakamura thinks for three with 23 on the shot clock. Nelson posting up, trying to find her. Carnes, corner three. That's off front iron. Rebound, Nikki Gleason, and she gets that to go. Nikki Gleason, with her first minutes of the game, lays that, and that's her first points of the game. Steal by Cox. Gleason again. Can't get it. Cox, offensive rebound, and she gets that one to go. 80-63, 3:43. And Penguins trying to find some energy now. Can they end this game on a good note? Dana Lynn Hooper finds in the corner to Tupu Leopoldo. Can't get it off the fingertips of Brianna Jessup. We have a media timeout here, and the Penguins find things going their way with 3:30 to go, 80-63. Can they find a way to come back?
Well, with 3.5 to go, a 17-point disadvantage, it would be it's a pretty tall order, and I take that straight out of the book of Scott Davis, who used to, many years ago, be the Penguins women's team's coach. In fact, Scott Davis, who went on to coach down at Cal Poly Pomona, the Mustangs, was one of those guys who would say 11 points in 3 minutes is doable. Mm-hmm. Penguins have 3.5 with 17 points. So, I got to say, that's stretching the old Coach Davis rule of thumb a little bit. But Brianna Chambers is very talented. And if this were to come down to coaching, perhaps the Penguins could do something like that. However, Piot, I'm sure you're going to agree with me on this. BYU's just been too tough tonight.
Yeah, I mean,
they've not had any mistakes.
What's surprising me is BYU, Hawaii, are 1-3 in conference. They don't look that way tonight. That's what's surprising me.
Yeah, that's a very good point. They look absolutely superb tonight. I mean, look at the play of Washington, of Bacalso, of Hooper, and then you have Leopoldo, Lane Hart, Afuha Amango, and Beckstead, who've all been awesome.
Yeah.
You know, in their own right. But those first few players, oh, man, they have been just so tough. Here we go.
And here we go with 3:28 to go. Noel DJ Swag. Roll Dan checks in. She finds Cox. Nakamura, that's a quick three, and she got that from downtown. 3:17 to go, 80-66. Let's hope that this is doable, hopefully. Nakamura guarding Hooper. Back to Tupu, Leopolda. She drives the lane. Washington, they want some clock, but they've traveled. 80-66, shuffling the feet, and you see that Dana Lynn Hooper. She's telling her troops to just calm down. 3 minutes flat, 80-66. Noel Roldan, guarded by Washington, a little behind the back move with 22 on the shot clock. Gleason, back to Roldan. Now Nakamura, 17 on the shot clock. They want to find the big man in the inside, and this is going to be tipped away by Washington.
Penguins really need Nakamura to get hot. I mean, red hot right now.
Yes, red hot. Carnes checks in. Checks in for offense, and so does Kaywon Owens. Instant offense is checking in. 242, 80-66. 14 points. Let's see what can happen with 242 to go. Carnes, Owens. 8 seconds. Owens showing her stuff, and she shows that she can play. 80-68.
Baseline, 12. Baseline left side. Owens really looks smooth there.
And turned over. Carnes turns her head, has it, and it's out of bounds. Oh, man, if she just found a way to keep herself up. That was another Penguins possession.
She had it for a second, but never really had control of it.
80-68 with 2:24 to go. Dana Lynn Hooper wants to find Tatupu Leopold, as she does. Carnes, the defensive force, guarding her.
Seasiders keeping it deep in the backcourt as long as they can.
Tatupu Leopold is showing to use her body. Afuamongo to Washington, and she gets called for the foul, and away the Penguins get hope was a stop right there. But Washington, so good at the line. She's 8 for 9. So here we go. Penguin crowd making some noise. She nails it. Shayla Washington been too good today. Just too good. 209 to go, 81-68. It's doable if they find some stops and get Nakamura on fire. 82-68 to Cox. Now Owens with 25 on the shot clock. Shake and bake, almost turned it over. Oh, man.
That's Washington making that D1 break move that you're talking about, P-Yob.
202, 82-68. Cox, Owens. What a feed to Hyatt, and she gets fouled. That stops the clock, and it gets Hyatt 2 at the line. 82-68. They could cut it to 12 here with a 1:56 to go. Here we go, Hyatt.
Needs them both.
Gets it. She gets the friendly roll. Here's her second.
Hyatt's perfect from the line, by the way. 5 for 5 now.
And here we go. Oh. Misses that.
Boy, did I totally jinx her with that.
It's the
PR.
Broadcaster's jinx, Stu.
That was
Washington almost carried it. And stolen by Carr. She's a pest. 147.
Snuck in behind her and grabbed it.
Owens, baseline, swatted. And that, if they find Washington here, it's going to shatter their hearts and dreams. But there's a foul on Carnes with a 1:37 to go.
That swat move by Afuha'amongo. I can't believe there was no whistle.
Tatupu Leopolda.
Hooper on the line.
Oh, Hooper on the line. She's 2 for 3. So let's see what she can do here. Buck 37 to go. The Dominican men's lacrosse crowd are just screaming at her. But she's showing that, hey, I'm clutch.
You're not
kidding.
Don't
ice me. Hey, she's Matt Bryant from the Atlanta Falcons. She can't ice her. And here comes Carnes with 90 seconds to go. 84-69. They need to score here if they want a chance. Owens with 20 on the shot clock.
They need to do it quickly.
And there's going to be offensive foul, and that just shattered the dreams of the Penguins' comeback.
Nikki Gleason off ball. And now she gets yanked immediately.
Right after that.
Yeah, not surprising.
If the Penguins wanted a comeback, they need to score there right away. Sarah Nelson's going to check in for Lauren Hyatt. Lauren Hyatt, what a night.
Oh, Hyatt's gone, as that was her fifth.
And she's frustrated. She's going to go back to the locker rooms. But Owens, look at the athleticism, the reach. Owens, crisscross, get that in. A layup, 84-71. Hooper gets swatted by Owens. Are you kidding me? Owens!
Big time rejection. That was the play of the night for the Penguins. If nothing else, they can take that away.
If the Penguins want to build on something for their next game, that's what it is, and that's what Stuart Horn just said. 84-71. A minute. And calling timeouts, Coach Akina. And he did not want his Seasiders to make a big deal out of a block. 103 to go, 84-71. Radio.Dominican.edu. .103 remaining, 84-71. They give it to Tatupu Leopolda. She shoved off Carnes. She's getting annoyed.
Penguins are playing hard with 1 minute to go.
And if you're going to lose a game, you don't lose fighting. And they're always going to fight. 84-71.
I'm afraid the Penguins are going to lose whether they fight or not with 13-point deficit.
Owens just missed it after the big block.
Yep.
And here comes Washington. She's by herself. She's going to just take some clock. Carnes almost steals it. 84-71, 45.7 to go.
Carnes is pesky. Love that energy out of Carnes. That's what you want out of a team leader, and she's got it all.
And to Tatupu Leopolda, she just crushes the Penguins' dreams of a comeback there. 39 seconds to go. Stolen Washington. Looked like a defender picking that off. And Lynn Hooper gets fouled. Lynn Hooper had so many easy baskets. Why not foul her? Let her earn it.
Well, it was stolen away by Washington, and she dumped it off no look to Hooper at the last second. It had two Penguins on her. And all Hooper could do is just heave it up and try and draw the foul, and that's what she got.
Stu, you mentioned no look. That's a tough no look pass. In transition.
What do you know? Hooper missed one from the line.
Now she's 3 for 5. 86-71, 32.9 to go. Dana Lynn Hooper makes the second. So here we go. BYU Hawaii has the lead, 87-71. 32.9 to go. And they're just going to let this travel. Carnes picks it up now. Clock starts to run. Owens. Cross court pass to Sanchez. Three ball. That got tipped. Off for an iron. Tipping Cox. But it's going to be over and back. 22.9, 87-71. And there's going to be two shots now at the line. You see the BYU Hawaii men Seasiders waiting to catch their breath and have a trip on the floor.
Waiting to catch their breath? You mean they're waiting in the wings?
Waiting in the wings, yes.
Something like that. The foul was committed by Cox, by the way.
And here comes Lane Hart. She makes the first one.
First time tonight is Jayshon Kui. And Beckstead is going to re-enter the game. But Kui, the first we've heard of her tonight. 88-71.
Hey, they're freshmen, so put them in for garbage time.
Well, if you want to call it that, but Kui in the backcourt. Yeah, get her sweated up a little bit. On the line, Lane Hart, good. 89-71. 22 seconds, and here it comes down the stretch. Sanchez has it on a baseball pass way down there from Carnes. She drives it in. Steph, no. Tip back up by Cox, no. Check it, that was Owens. Back the other way, 10 seconds. 89-71. Kui's got it. Now they go back up to the top of the key. Bacalso and a whistle. 4.2 seconds to go, and it's on Carnes, and the referees just wouldn't let him play the last 5 seconds of the game. But Carnes, that's her fifth, so she's gone. So the Penguins have two that fouled out tonight. Hyatt and Carnes played a little too aggressively tonight, P-Up.
There's nothing wrong being too aggressive, but if you're going to get fouled out, might as well play aggressive as possible.
You want to go out with a bang?
Yeah, go out with a bang.
89-71, Bacalso missed the first one. Bacalso at 5'3" out of Lahaina missed the first one and kind of smiles and looks over to the coach and laughs. This one's good. They reset the shot at 5 seconds. 90-71, and that's where it's going to end as the DUs heave up a Hail Mary from the left wing by Jasmine Cox, but not even close. 90-71, the final. And the DUs, while they looked okay in the first half, had moments of brilliance, really couldn't hang with the BYUs on any level. And Seasiders were very impressive tonight. I've got to give big-time props to the Seasiders, Bacalso, Lanehart, Leopoldo, and especially Washington, who was absolutely nails tonight. Yeah. Penguin men are coming up, scheduled to tip off at 7:30. It'll be more like 7:50, fans. So the back half of tonight's doubleheader, Piab and I will have it in its entirety. Please stay with us for game number two of tonight's PacWest doubleheader from Dominican University of California.